This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The highly contagious Delta COVID-19 variant has caused an epidemic rebound in many countries recently, with the European Union Center for Disease Prevention and Control cautioning it could be the dominant strain in Europe this coming August. The ECDC also predicted that the virus is projected to cause 70% of new infections in the European Union and the European Economic Area by early August. By late August, this figure could reach 90%. Britain has reported nearly 16,000 new infections within a 24-hour period. Public Health England said Friday the country also reported more than 35,000 new coronavirus cases of the variant, first identified in India in the latest week, marking a 46% increase. German investigators continue looking for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, in which a man armed with a long knife killed three people and wounded at least five others. The suspect, a 24-year-old Somali, was shot by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. Police said his life was not in danger. Bavaria's top security official said the suspect had been known to police and had been admitted to a psychiatric unit a few days earlier. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised Afghanistan's top leaders a sustained partnership, even as he moves to accelerate winding down the United States' longest war amid escalating Taliban violence. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah chaired the High Council for National Reconciliation, met at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin before their sit-down with Biden at the White House. This is VOA News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasp under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the United States in generations. The punishment is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. But some Floyd family members and others are disappointed. The sentence fell short of 30 years prosecutors requested. With good behavior, Chauvin could be out in 15 years. He still faces a federal trial on charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has used her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office to call for an end to political rhetoric and end fighting over immigration, an issue that Republicans have been eager to weaponize against her. Visiting El Paso, Texas, Harris said immigration cannot be reduced to a political issue. She met with five girls who had been held at a Customs and Border Protection processing center after crossing the border. She also spoke with guests. Her half-day visit is unlikely to quell GOP efforts to use immigration as a political football against the Biden administration. Colombian President Iván Duque says the helicopter carrying him and several senior officials came under fire in the southern Catatumbo region bordering Venezuela in a rare instance of direct attacks on a presidential aircraft. He said Friday that everyone on board the helicopter was safe, including himself, the defense minister, interior minister, and local governor. A video released by the presidency showed several bullet holes in the Colombian Air Force helicopter. The Russian military has launched sweeping maneuvers in the Mediterranean Sea, featuring warplanes armed with hypersonic missiles, a show of force amid a surge in tensions following an incident with a British destroyer in the Black Sea. Moscow said one of its warships fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs in the path of a British destroyer Defender on Wednesday to force her out of an area near Crimea that Russia claims as its territorial waters. Britain denied that account, insisted its ship was not fired upon, and said that she was sailing in Ukrainian waters. The Russian drills that began Friday in the eastern Mediterranean come as a British carrier strike group is in the area. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.